A reading from John 5:33-35. You have sent John, and he has testified to the truth. Not that I accept human testimony, but I mention it that you might be saved. John was a lamp that burned and gave light, and you chose for a time to enjoy his light.
So now comes into this long colloquy between Jesus and those who are around him. It's not just his disciples, but it's also people that perhaps want to attack him and kill him. He brings John back into the story. John keeps, you know, kind of infiltrating into the story. He is so important at the beginning. Now he's sort of faded away. He's in all likelihood been executed. But Jesus' connection to him remains important, and it's been very important in the Gospel of John, because John the Baptist is the witness who's going to testify about the one who's to come, and that's in the very first chapter. And then it runs throughout. So Jesus' connection to John is being emphasized here, and why John is so important in the story, because he's the revealing the one who is to come. And the people would have known about John, and that would have, I think, reinforced the argument to a certain extent.
Well, and they were even fascinated by his message. I mean, Jesus says here, you chose for a time to enjoy his light. They were interpreting his message to be that this kingdom was going to come in and turn upside down the Roman dominance upon them. And so it might be said that his message tickled their ears for a while, and they were fascinated with it. They enjoyed his light. But when it doesn't turn out the way they were hoping his message, they begin turning on John. But before he can go, he gives testimony. He's part of the multiple testimonies to who Jesus really is.
Also, the life and death of John is a precursor to what's going to happen in this narrative. The story of Jesus in terms of the narration is much longer, but in a more encapsulated form, John goes through much of what Jesus goes through. He is applauded. People seek him out. They go into the desert. He is not usual. They listen and are intrigued, and then they do turn on him, and eventually he's executed by the authorities, in offense. And in a way, that is giving us a kind of a sense of what is coming.
Jesus will walk a very similar path.